Welcome to Gospel Living Made Awesome. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed in dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Thanks for joining us today. I do have a co-host today. Binks, do you want to say hi? This is my little three-month-old. She is joining me today, and not for any particular reason except that I'm home alone with her. And she's a lot happier when I'm holding her than when I'm not. So we've talked a little bit about scripture study methods, and one of the methods that I've employed more recently is I decided, and I think this was right after a marathon scripture study, you know, where you start at the beginning and see how fast you can get through it. Usually after a marathon, I'm kind of like exhausted and think, you know what, I'd really like to be able to dig deep. And so I decided, you know what, let's just really dig deep and go through the Book of Mormon as deeply as possible. And so I started with the beginning of the Book of Mormon. I did start with mine, with the title page and the testimonies and so forth. But for this podcast today, I want to start with 1 Nephi 1, verse 1. And I'm going to read up until I had something to comment on in that verse. So here we go. Ready? And there we go. Actually, I stopped at this point when in I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents. We usually stop at goodly parents when we're reading the scriptures because, well, there's the first whole phrase, the whole, first whole idea, having been born of goodly parents. But I decided, wait a minute, why don't we go a little deeper than that? And I stopped at I. And I thought, why is the Book of Mormon, at least the beginning of it, written in first person? Most of the Book of Mormon says he did this, he did that, even in the books like in Genesis and Exodus and the New Testament, a lot of them, they write in third person. You know, everything is he did that, she did this, she did that. And so I thought, well, why did Nephi write I when he could have written Nephi was born of goodly parents? And so I did a little bit of digging. And I was surprised to find that it's actually quite consistent in the scriptures. When somebody wrote for themselves, right, wrote their own scripts, copied their own scrolls and so forth, they say I. And when they had a scribe or somebody else write for them, it was usually in third person. And so Nephi was writing in first person because he was the one laying the pen to the paper, if you will. And so he wrote in first person. And I just found that kind of interesting. And maybe that can bring up a couple of other questions, like why did the Lord ask Nephi to write the things that he did? I mean, we know that he was trying to keep a record of his people, but I think he was trying to do more than that. I think he was trying to preserve scriptures for his children and posterity. And writing it in first person, I think, is a little bit more powerful than writing in third person. You look at Mormon, he actually does speak in first person a couple of times through the Book of Mormon, and you can tell when it gets to him because he's saying I. There were a few other times where there's I, and you look at it, and they're simply written transcripts of what was being said. Like King Benjamin, it was just a word-for-word narration of what he said, and therefore it was written in the first person. It might be kind of interesting. You might want to give this a try. Try going through the scriptures and seeing when first person is used, the I form, and when the third person is used, the he did this and he did that. Is there anything else you can find in that very first word in the Book of Mormon that might be of some kind of interest to everybody? And anything that you can find in the word I that might shed some light on the record or on your testimony of the gospel. Thanks so much for joining us again today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome.